What about neoadjuvant endocrine therapy? We've been hearing about that for years, but not too much seems to be happening. Do you utilize that?
Well, we're doing some studies of it with markers in our center, and you certainly see in these very hormone responsive patients, high ER, PGR, you see some very dramatic shrinkages with endocrine agents, and we're switching patients between one of two AIs in an alternating fashion and doing biopsies and markers and so on. And then the patients go on to surgery. It also looks as though in the neoadjuvant setting, you see virtually no complete pathologic responses. And that in fact, responses may take a long time to happen. Most of the time, I don't use endocrine therapy out of a study setting, neoadjuvant endocrine therapy. And most people who do use it only use it for 3 to 4 months, and then the patients go on to surgery. I guess in elderly patients, there's been a number of studies that have used endocrine agents instead of surgery. I think those have tended to show that eventually the patients get poorer control in the long haul. But it's certainly an active approach.